Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire radio program, this Satsang, as we like to call them, is for November 26th, Saturday, 2016. I'm very grateful to be with you. I really am. We're going to talk about an interesting subject today. These radio programs, as many of you know, along with the TV programs that you see on our website at aspire.org, are there because of the kindness and generosity of my sponsors. These are people who see the bigger picture, who, so to speak, see what's coming, offer their donations to make it possible for you to awaken to your own spirituality. And I hope that if you enjoy these programs and that you are finding them helpful, that you too will become a sponsor and help us pay for airtime. It's very, very important. If you are interested, please come to the website at aspire.org, aspire.org, and there you will see sponsorship, support. Just click on that, and it'll tell you everything that you get for being a sponsor, and you do get a great deal. And not only that, you serve humankind. Very good for the karma, you know. Very, very good. So I hope that you will become a sponsor and help us. You help humankind. That's what this is all about. Well, here I am. I've just basically returned from the retreat. I record, as you know, a little bit ahead of time. And we had a very interesting retreat. Hopefully, to the students, it seemed that way. A very powerful retreat. And so I opened up my mailbox when I got home, and I had quite a few emails from those of you who have been listening to the program while I was away, and I want to thank you for listening. It's very, very kind of you. And I got some emails here that were very, how do I say this, intriguing, very intriguing. So the first one comes from Ken in San Diego. I don't know Ken. He says, you seem to understand things before they happen. It's almost like you are a soothsayer or a medium or a psychic of some kind. How do you see things before they happen, Ken? Oh, Ken, I'm clueless like anyone else. I don't know where you get this idea that I'm a soothsayer or that I see things before they happen. I don't. I see the progression of things in this world. I see how things can happen. I see the way we live. I see the way we think. I see the way we go about treating each other. I see the progression of human thinking. I see the progression of human logic. I see the progression of human reasoning. But that doesn't make me a soothsayer. That doesn't make me a psychic. That doesn't make me anything. I'm just watching how things operate, the way things work. And I'm, to be honest with you, very interested in how this all works. There's some insight here from karma. There's insight about the meaning of life. Please don't put me on any kind of psychic or spiritual pedestal. I don't deserve that. But what I do is I look at things for how they perpetuate through karma and through human cycling of thoughts of right and wrong, good and bad. And when I do, every so often, things start to unfold and you get to see things as they are. And it looks like I've predicted things, but I really haven't. What I've just done is I've taken what is the law of karma and I've accentuated it to a degree where I can see how things can progress. And you can do this too. This would be very helpful for you to do as well. You can see how things progress, the way things move, the way life operates. And if you do see that, and you can see that, which you can, you'll begin to see within yourself how life can be. You'll start to realize, oh, this gives way to that, and that gives birth to this, and this gives birth to that over there, and this is what makes this happen, and this is what makes that not happen. And once you kind of understand the ebb and flow of it all, then you can look at your own life and realize, gee, if I do this over here, this is going to be affected. If I don't do that, over there might be affected. You start to see how interconnected we are with the meaning of our life and how we live in that meaning of life. And if you do that, if you can feel that on the inside of yourself, if you can recognize all that, it will save you a great deal of pain and suffering. But if I'm cavalier about it all, and I don't think I have to understand any of this, and all of this doesn't really matter that much, and I don't really see the bigger picture of what's going on, then I'm in trouble. And a lot of people get themselves in trouble because they refuse to see how things progress, how things operate. Now, with the recent election, I think you can see a great deal. This idea of having a new president, Trump, and looking at everything that has gone on in government over the many years of our, well, I don't know if we can call it civilization, but we'll say that, over our society and our culture, we have brought ourselves to this moment. And people are sick and tired of government and the way things are, the way we perpetuate things through hate and fear. And so I think they just threw a grenade in there and hoped that it would blow up. But they don't see the bigger picture. They don't see what has happened, what could happen. You know, here we are. And this was the natural progression of human frustration. And it'll be so interesting. We're on a wild journey here and a wild ride to see what's going to happen. Is he going to turn out to be one of the most intelligent and bright human beings on the planet and become a great president? Or is he going to be what everybody predicts him to be and all of that other stuff? Who knows? I don't know. But if you look at the whole bigger picture, he's only a small cog in a great big wheel. And he's the result of neglect. We have neglected many things in ourselves that reflected in our society, that reflected in our government, that reflected in our worldview. We are the ones that need to take a look at ourselves. What is it about me that makes all of this possible? That's the bigger question. That is the question. And if you can understand that, if you can get into that ever so slightly, you'll start to see how things happen. This begats that, begats that, begats that. You remember, this country started out and ends with we the people. And we're the ones that elect all this stuff. We're the ones that get all high and mighty. We're the ones that put our own fate in other people's hands. And it's up to us. What are you going to do with the rest of your life? Are you going to allow your whole life to revolve around situations and conditions you can't control? You can only control yourself. You can't control others. So, is it easy to see how things are going to happen before they happen? Absolutely. Michael Moore said that Trump was going to be president. And there were a lot of people that said, hey, you know, this is where it's going. This is the way it's going to be. And you can protest, you can hate it, you can love it, you can do whatever. But I say, don't hate it, don't love it. Don't go into duality. Watch, sit, be aware. Come to a place where there is a sense of awareness about the meaning of your life and sustain that meaning with compassion and love and just watch. You don't have to be a part of the insanity of this world. You can step aside. You're going to have to be willing to step aside and realize how things work in this, well, spiritual world that we live in. And it is a spiritual world, whether you think so or not. So come play with it. Ken, I hate to dash your opinion of me, but I'm really not that smart and that wise. I'm really not. It just looks like I am. I think it's all glass and mirrors and all that other stuff. I am just a great student of life, and I'm diligent about what I watch and what I see. And please don't misunderstand that and make me out to be more or less than what I am. I am just what I am, and that's all that I am, as Popeye said. Please forgive me. Namaste. I think that's a really interesting question. We all can see things before they happen. We all can, to a certain degree, and even to a large degree, if we're diligent, if we're quiet. And I've accessed some information in my life that is far different than anything I was ever able to access before, but it doesn't mean anything to others. It only means something to me, and hopefully to you. The next question comes from Deborah, and she listens to us via the website at aspire.org, she says. That's very nice, but doesn't tell me where she lives. How does everything play out via karma? What about chance or luck? Is there any? Deborah. Deborah, this universe that I have recognized, and this is only from my point of view, so don't take this to heart. This universe runs on a very intelligent level. A level about laws and principles that you and I snub, or that we simply don't understand, or that we simply don't get. And because we live in such a manner, in such a way, we cause ourselves a great deal of difficulty. We live where karma exists. Karma is the law that most of us are unaware of and subject to the most. It isn't you get what you give. That's a small part of it. What happens is everything that we experience in this world is experienced because we are there to experience it in the only way we can, which is through the way we have lived and still live within ourselves. So when I'm looking at my life and I'm thinking to myself, well, this is the way life is and this is the way things should be and yada yada da, I am missing the point. The point of life is life follows my energy. And let me give you a very simple law of karma. You and I are the recipient of every gift we give. Whether that gift be passing the salt at the dinner table, or whether that be yielding at a stop sign, or whether that be giving a sense of compassion and forgiveness to those, you give the gift of compassion and forgiveness to those who have harmfully maybe used you or tried to hurt you. It is all about seeing those things for the way they are as they are, and not being, so to speak, mixed up in the fray of thinking that we deserve more than we deserve because we're special, unique, and entitled. Now, if you want to look at it from the point of view of getting what you give, you can. But everything is set up. From the moment of my existence to now, in the karma of what I have done with my life, the energy that I have lived from, the energy I live for. And if you can understand the energy you live from and the energy you live for, you will come to a place where you can recognize the meaning and the significance of everything you do in this lifetime and how it plays out in your living. It'll play out in this world. It will play out in your next world and your next world. I showed this to the group on our retreat. And it always astounds me that they get astounded by all of this. But they shouldn't, and I don't want them to be astounded at it. I want them to understand it. The law that is. Chance and luck are only things that we see based on the whole idea of what has manifest for us. And once we understand how things manifest and how they come into play, that's when we understand how things are happening in our life. How are things happening in my life? I sowed, and you did, all of us, a great many seeds prior to this earthly existence, and I am still sowing seeds in this earthly existence. And if I am unwise, I will not see that. I will only see what it is that I want and believe I should have by right of, well, entitlement or whatever, and think it was luck or chance that brought me good things, or, you know, bad luck and bad chance that I got the things I got that weren't so good. But what I refuse to understand is my attitude about these things are seeds for the next thing to happen, and the next thing to happen, and the next thing to happen. So I am living constantly in the opportunity of planting seeds in this world to make things happen in my daily life. And if I'm unwise, which most of us are, if I am not awakened at any point or even consider the idea of awakening, I never really unfold. We're not here to be rich and wealthy. We're not here to be poor and sickly. We're not here for any of those things. We are here to recognize the laws that exist that govern this lifetime. Why? Because it's the next step and the next step in our evolutionary pattern. And if we're wise about that pattern, and if we live in those patterns, seeking the way inside our heart and wanting love more than wanting what we think will get us love, we are in a position to do many loving things in our life. And that is our karma. How that will manifest, I do not know. I know how it manifests a little bit here and there in my life. I've seen it manifest in other people's lives. The problem is that most of us are crazy, mentally ill, so mentally ill and so crazy that we can't see any of this for what it is and how it works. We only see things based on what we believe in and what we see as right and wrong and good and bad. And hence, we miss the whole trip. So if you really want to know how things work, yes, everything plays out via karma. But there are so many different faces to karma. There's the karma of your past, the karma of your present. And even as we are building it, the karma we are building of our future. The karma that we have is not about having an easy, better life. It's about awakening. We are here to be spiritually awakened. We are not here at all to have the kind of life and lifestyle that we deem important, which is ease and comfort. If you reduce your life down to ease and comfort, you're going to reduce your life to many things that hurt you, that harm you, that pain you. You're going to find that it isn't a lot of fun living here on earth because everything becomes a chore. We build philosophies and ideals that aren't really there. They're not really the meaning of our life. And then we start disliking our life. Some people even hating their lives instead of joyously and with a great sense of wonder, live our life in kindness no matter what is going on in this worldly life or this worldly living or this worldly world. We just live in love. And that, my friend, is what it's really all about. To give love where there is hate. to give joy where there is panic and fear, to let love live me. So few can do this. So few are interested in it. And hence, we have the karma we have. I hope that helps a little bit. That was a smidgen, just a smidgen of what karma really is. And I hope it entices you to go a little deeper, a little bit further, and find out more. Please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question comes from John. And let's see, where does he say? He doesn't say. I'm sorry, he doesn't say where he lives, but he does say he enjoys the program. Are we all predestined, doomed? And is there nothing we can do about it, John? Well, John, I hope you listened to this whole program, because it was about, no, we are predestined, but we are not doomed. We are predestined by ourselves. And if you want to stay where you are and live as you do and think as you do and want as you want and believe as you believe, then yes, you and I are predestined. But if you're not growing, how can it be any other way? You are destined to live out the kind of life, the kind of mind, the kind of emotionality you and I possess. And as long as we possess that, that's the way it's going to be. So in a weird way, yes, we are predestined. Are we predestined forever? It depends on us. When do you want to start to begin to truly live? When do you really want to begin to live? Now that's the key. Instead of running off and assuming you know that we are here to get an education, well, let's go back, to be born, to have parents, to have an education maybe, to go out into the world and live, to find some poor schmo or schmuckette to marry and then make more babies that we don't need in this world and to keep the ball rolling and to think that this conventional mentality, this pedestrian mentality, is the only way to live and it's what's meant to be, as people will say, until you are willing to question all of that and see maybe that there is a bigger picture to our life than the pedestrian mentality of just reproduction and trying to survive our reproduction, then yes, there is something magnificent awaiting. But if you're like most people who just live according to rote, they see other people, I call it the monkey see, monkey do mentality, where they never step out of the box, where they try to conform their life to some religious, political, social value. If that's the way it is, then that's the way it'll be. And no one can talk you out of it. No one can tell you it's wrong. No one can tell you there's something better, because you won't believe it. The pedestrian mentality is the pedestrian mentality. It lives and functions as the pedestrian mentality, and it doesn't change. It just stays the way it is. And this is why we don't have answers to the bigger questions of our life, because we're trying to think from the box of a predicated, pre-packaged idea of right and wrong, good and bad. We live in total duality. And we like this duality. Right, wrong, good, bad. Give me the rules. Tell me how to act and how to live, and I will do it. And then I want a reward for it. And because we live in that way, through that means of ignorance, we succumb to our own selfishness and pride. And there is nothing left for us to live for but getting through. And that's what most people do. They live to get through. Nothing more, nothing less. It ain't glamorous. I hope that helps you. I really do. It's a tough go that way. But John, there is another way. There is an alternative to it all. I hope you find it in your heart. Please forgive me. Namaste. If you have a comment, a question, or something I can help you with, please come to the website at aspire.org. That's A-S-P-I-R-E.org, O-R-G, and go look at media. And once you see media, you'll see the TV programs. You'll see Satsang with Siraj. That be me. Just click on it. Send me an email. I would love to hear from you. It would mean a great deal to me. Have a wonderful day. Please forgive me, huh? Hey, hey. Namaste.